renters come and go, and the cars are, you know, just not as easy to drive around here. So I think it's good though, because it creates some separation between the between one car and the next. Surely it wasn't very easy to see that with our practice time, since we were all within like a hundredth. But it's going to show in the race, because it's hard to be consistent here, because there's, you know, there's just a lot of load in the corners, and it's you know, it's a challenging track to get a perfect balance on.
Thanks. We'll go ahead and open it for questions for Danica. Bryce.
Bryce Miller from the Des Moines Register. Can you talk about the transition at Iowa in particular? You know, this in theory would be your last visit in an Indy car, but you would know the track well in a nationwide setup. What's that transition going to be like for you?
I don't know if that's the case. I don't know if I'll be back here in an Indy car or not. So I don't know. I don't know if that transition will happen or not, so I can't answer your question.
That's still undecided.
Yeah.
Yeah. In theory, if you were going to make that transition, what do you know about this track in terms of how those, you know, operating those two kinds of cars might be different or similar? Or
well, everything between an Indy car and a stock car on the same track is quite different, especially on those mile and a halfs. You really notice where, you know, in an Indy car, you're just flat out all day long, and in a stock car, you can even get to the point where you need the brake a little bit. So they're just very different, and you know, the Indy car does really amazing things. I mean, the wings are very effective, and they give us a lot of downforce that helps us be able to go very flat out around most tracks. So it's quite a difference between that and the stock car.
Bruce.
What's it going to be like driving here at night in the IndyCar?
Probably like daytime, like most of the other tracks that we drive on at nighttime. But I think that, you know, the climate, the daytime temperature is pretty temperate. It's not too hot. And so I think that the transition to night is not going to be too big of a difference. But, you know, I think more than anything, night racing is just cool to watch. I think our cars look good. I think we look really even faster than we are, even faster than we look during the daytime. So hopefully it's maybe a little more entertaining for fans. And although Iowa always gets a really great turnout for the race with fans, you know, maybe this will be an extra little bump after a few years.
Danica, Dave Jones, Pepsi Inside Track. Has driving in the NASCAR series, has it at all in any way changed what you like in an Indy car? Has it changed what you're looking for at all?
I feel like driving a stock car has gotten me to the point where I feel a little bit more comfortable with the car, a little bit looser, a little bit freer. You know, and it's made me more comfortable using more lanes on the track, because for those of you who watch any of those races, no, I mean, shoot, places like Darlington, they literally run the wall. So, you know, you're running top to bottom, depending on, you know, how far into the run you are or not. So I think it's made me more comfortable with that. So, you know, between running a looser car and running more lanes, I think it's just opened it up a little bit more for me out there on the track, and hopefully, you know, maybe better.
Danica, Andy Garman from KCCI in Des Moines. The first year that IndyCar was here, the track was so smooth it was almost impossible to pass if you got down to, mm-hmm. to the low group. Now that the track is older, as you say, rougher, mm-hmm. How does that affect the driving in the pack, trying to work your way from 10th to 1st?
Yeah, it's you know, it's a little easier to run, I think, the outside around 3 and 4, at least for me right now. It's smooth and, you know, has a little bit more banking. And then in 1 and 2... you know, the bumps are down on the bottom, so I think that, you know, it can be a little bit looser the higher you go, but you know, the goal is, especially tonight in the practice, to get up there and feel what the car's like. And you know, I think we made some good changes in the first practice that allowed me to be able to feel more comfortable with the car and be able to kind of turn the wheel more and do what I wanted with it. So Anytime you run higher, a lot of times it frees the car up. That's why, you know, when you see races where people are understeering or pushing up the track, they just run higher because you're not asking so much of the car, and it frees it up a little bit.
Chuck Zimmerman with DomesticFuel.com. Once again, we've got Iowa corn growers who are going to be out here in force going green. They're all going to be wearing their green shirts. Can you just make a comment about having the support of these guys making this renewable fuel that you're driving on out here?
Well, I think that, you know, we're definitely in an age where everybody's doing what they can to take care of this wonderful world we live in. And, you know, ethanol has definitely been something that has been a real presence, for sure, in IndyCar years ago to NASCAR now, as you can see around the fuel where they have the green ring around it. And so I think that it's really great, and you know it's one thing to talk about change, and it's another thing to do it. So this is a lovely, wonderful place to grow corn. I grew up in Illinois, not very far from here, so I know a lot of corn grows.
Luke. Luke Meredith from the Associated Press. Danica, you've finished in the top 10 here, I think, the last 3 years in a row, but no top five. So what is the team looking at to sort of make that extra little push and push for a podium finish?
Everything that we've been doing for the last every year we've been here and every other racetrack we go to. I don't think that there's ever a weekend where we go, we're going to try a little bit harder this weekend. You're always trying as hard as you possibly can. It's just whether or not you're effective or not. And so, I think that, you know, I have a new engineer for this year and he really helps me to develop a car that is not necessarily, you know, not focusing so much on speed as much as comfort and being comfortable in the car and being able to put it where I need to on the track and feeling good about the rear end of the car, because especially, you know, in these cars, especially with how flat out we are, if you're not comfortable with the rear end of the car, you're going to be in trouble. So, and that was kind of what I fought last year, around one and two over the bumps there. It just did not feel comfortable for me. So, we've been working on it, and, you know, I was running just as fast as the fastest times of my first 50 or 60 laps this morning at the end of the run. So I think we've made it better. I mean, I did last year in practice, I don't know if I went flat out until qualifying, and that took some ovaries to do because I wasn't really excited to do it, but I did it. And, in practice today, I was, you know, flat by second or third lap and flat the whole time. So I think I've got a much better car underneath me, and it just comes from, experience and trial and error.
That may be one of your best quotes, by the way.
Yeah, a little. I can't say the other one. That sounds. That just sounds like I'm swearing. So I figured I'd use the accurate one.
Do we have any other questions for Danica?
Danica, as a fellow competitor, what's the secret to Dario's success here? I'm sure if you knew it, you'd be doing it yourself. But I mean, he really runs pretty well here.
He does. He ran well last weekend too, and. He runs well every weekend, you know, there's no way around it. So I think that, I know a little bit about, he was my teammate at one point in time, and, I know what kind of things he likes in a car, and or at least I think I do anyway. And so I think that those things are effective for sure on short ovals, on tracks that you need to really push hard and feel comfortable with the car and be able to put it where you want it, like I was talking about earlier. So, I suppose that's then effective if he's able to accomplish it. And, you know, he's a great driver and he's on a great team. So, you know, all those three things together are the triple threat.
I believe we have one last question in the back.
Danica, will you just speak to the talk of next year in the IndyCar series? They're going to get new engines next year. Honda's also going to have some competition. Will you talk to some of the changes that are about to happen with the IndyCar series going forward?
Yeah, I'm not totally up to speed on everything they're going to be able to do for next year. I feel like there was some concern about certain aero packages or something, but you know, multiple manufacturers again with Lotus and Chevy and Honda, and you know, different car kits from what I understand. So I think that I think those things are absolutely necessary to make the racing more interesting and create passing opportunities. And it'll be exciting to, you know, it'll be interesting. It'll be about being on the right package. It'll be like the old days where you needed to have the right tire, engine, and chassis combination. And although we won't be on different tires, but, you know, just with the right body kit and engine, it's going to make a difference. And, you know, I was lucky enough to drive in the series back in 2005 when there was different engines and cars. And it made it interesting, and while I was on the right package for most of the time, that always makes you feel a little bit better. But I think it just makes the racing kind of interesting, and it makes for passing. And let's face it, if you're not passing, it's just boring. So it'll be good.
Zach Borg with the WHO Channel 13. What kind of a relationship do you have with the other female drivers on the IndyCar circuit? Do you feel like there's more of a they have more of a rivalry with you, considering you are kind of considered the top female racer on this circuit?
I have the same relationship with them as I do anybody else that's not my, you know, for the most part, my teammate. There's a few people that I'm friends with outside of my teammates that that I've gotten to know over the last 7 years that I've been in the series. But, you know, I say hi to them, how you doing, just like I would say it to a guy, and that's about it. There's no special relationship because we're all girls, or any more of a negative relationship because we're all girls. I don't know. It's just like any other driver and any other driver that you want to beat.
Well, Danica, thank you so much for your time this afternoon, and best of luck in qualifying.
Thank you.